You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Social media has made it super easy for many of us to air out our life events and thoughts for the world to see. And if you judged a person solely based on those posts, you'd probably think most people are narcissistic psychos.
Oh, for sure.
But now, thanks to artificial intelligence, AI, we'll know for sure whether that's the case or not. So a team in Dartmouth has been working with AI, training it to analyze posts on the internet and predict whether those posts show signs of an emotional disorder or not.
That's fascinating. Okay, I'm curious about a couple of things since you've researched this. Like, because when we watch people post their highlight reel, we go, oh, everything's great in their life. So is this AI looking beyond that? Because it doesn't have emotion. So does it take the lies that we try to put forth into, does it take that into account?
I don't know if it's looking at photos per se, but it would be looking at posts. Yeah, like text. So it doesn't look at the words you're using as much as it'll be looking at the emotions behind what you're saying and analyze those patterns. So I'm not really sure how that works.
Crazy.
But I could see, well, some might think, oh, wow, this is getting a little too weird. But when you think about, you know, with active shooters, you know, there's always people that say, well, I saw a post,
that's
but I
point.
Thought, I don't know. And you always think they're always looking for an outlet, like they're trying to reach out for help, but no one's coming to them. So if it takes artificial intelligence to point out those people and maybe make a change and save some people's lives, it's worth it.
That is a fascinating look at that. Like, I had never considered that. I was just thinking more along the lines of, you know, someone's a little sad today, and so your friend could go help them out or whatever. But like that extreme level of intervening prior to something really horrific going on because the warning signs were actually caught by AI, that's fascinating.
Because AI, you know, it doesn't have any feelings, so it would tell.
Yeah, it has no skin in the game.
Right.
And it's not worried about, ooh, what if I'm wrong?
Or I hurt someone's feelings.
Right.
So maybe it's a good thing.
Well, there you go. Sometimes the technology and the areas that we go in actually are, you know, could be super beneficial in ways that they probably didn't even think of at the time. This is the Wally Show. You hear a lot of great music on WayFM. Like, man, I like that song. I like that song. That one's okay. I love this song. I wonder how they pick all of these songs and how they decide which songs are going to get played. Well, you may not know this, but you actually can have a hand in the way that the radio station sounds. It's crazy to think that, but our music guy, Steve, he like values your feedback and wants to know what songs you like, what ones you don't like, which we should play more of, which we should play less of. That's why we have this thing called the Music Team 10.
So if you would like to join the Music Team 10 and share with us your two cents on what you like, what you don't like, what you're hearing too much of, what you're not hearing enough of, text the word TEAM, T-E-A-M, TEAM, to 91979. We'll send you a link, and all you got to do is fill that out and tell us what you think. Now, if you join the Music Team 10...
This week only.
Something special happens for
you. Yeah, between now and Sunday, if you join the team and you take the survey, you are eligible to win a $50 Amazon gift card.
Woo-hoo!
Just for telling us what you think. You can tell people what you think, and they'll listen sometimes, and then they're like, oh, whatever. They're not going to give you $50 for your opinion.
Nope.
But you have a chance to have that happen right now and do some good. Like, if you want to you know, help direct and craft the sound of the station that you listen to, what a great opportunity, man. And it's one of those things, like, he takes it real seriously. He takes into account what the Music Team 10 says as he's looking at all the numbers and all the crunching that goes on. There's a lot of crunching.
There is a lot of crunching.
No ab crunching.
No. Let me be specific.
It's definitely a number crunching in that office.
Aww.
Sorry, Steve. I think you might be listening right now. he's a good guy. All right, so if you want to join the Music Team 10, just text the word TEAM.
To 91979. That's TEAM to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hi,
Hi, this is Sally Joe.
What's up, Sally Joe?
I'm calling in a prayer request, if I may.
Sure.
My son and my husband are going with my son's junior class. They're leaving this morning for the country of Panama.
Oh, yeah.
For a week. I just want prayer over them for safety. And especially my son, COVID really hit him hard, and he's been suffering with depression and just anxiety. And
sure.
Just pray that they would, that he would, I don't know, something would switch in him and see how blessed he is.
Yeah, I get that, man. When you're a mom, you just want your kids to be okay, you know, and there's things that you can't fix for them. And so sometimes getting out of the country and having an encounter with God and seeing him differently is a huge, huge life-altering event. So hopefully that will be the case for him on this trip. Let me tell you about something real quick, because, yeah, we can pray for you, obviously. Here's something I think would be great for you. If you go to wayfm.com and there's a thing called our prayer wall there, if you post your prayer request on that, and you can do it anonymously, you can just say as much or as little as you want, but here's the cool thing for you. When people pray for you, they'll click off a box that says, I prayed for this, and you're going to get notifications throughout the day of people praying for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Like, it takes like a prayer request and magnifies it, and more people praying for you, and like when you get notified about it, I've had more people tell me that that notification came at just the right time for them. And so I'd love to have you, especially where this is so important to you, check that out, because I think it could be really cool for you today.
That would be awesome, because it would encourage me to know that someone's switching them up too. A prayer is all I have.
Yeah, and it's really easy to find it too, like while I was saying, wayfm.com, and when you go straight there, there's like this little gray bar at the top, and one of those options is prayer wall. Just click on that
and you're good to go.
I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Sally Joe. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more, and if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid, and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
If no news is good news, this is great news.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So two big names in Japanese electronics are joining forces to create, yes, another electric vehicle together.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you, like, you're watching, you know, the Ukraine war pushing up gas prices to, like, $5 and $6 a gallon in places, you might be thinking, ah, maybe the electric car is a good way to go.
Yeah.
So it's Honda and Sony. So Honda makes cars, Sony does electronics, mm-hmm. and so you put those two things together, and you could have an amazing vehicle.
Yeah, I didn't think that Honda hadn't already entered the electric world, but I can't think of an electric Honda. So
yeah,
okay.
I mean, there might be a hybrid. I think they do hybrids, but I don't know. So the joint venture is going to take the best of both worlds. There's things I learned about this, like Sony and Honda both have like humble beginnings in the 1940s as Japan was rebuilding after World War II, and so there were similar similarity. So they're companies, typically companies that are different sectors don't, in Japan, they don't combine. And so this is kind of a big deal for them. But I'm telling you, I would love to buy an electric car. I would have no problem buying an electric car. But they have to get the price down. They're just ridiculously expensive right now.
What's the difference between an electric, like the price difference between an electric one and a gas one?
This is a very good question. I was looking at the new Ford electric truck. I thought, hey, an F-150 electric truck, that could be great.
Yeah.
So a regular F-150 tricked out really nice. About $48,000, which still a lot of money for a car. That's the average price. Did you know that of cars now? It's $47,000. Crazy town. So, all right, that's already for a truck is crazy. So I go, okay, well, let's see what the electric thing is. I mean, they want us to use electric vehicles and not be dependent on fossil fuels. So you're going to give me some kind of a discount, right? When I looked at it with a battery that had a decent range on it, $78,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're looking at close to $40,000 more.
Yes.
Twice the price.
Right, for the electric vehicle. And I'm like, man. Americans are not going to adopt this until you make it feasible. It's insanity. Now, I know that new technology always starts off high and then comes down over time. That's just kind of the way it is. But you are going to be hard-pressed to have these goals like that, you know, the Biden administration wants to hit until you bring the price down.
And I'm telling you what, these people that can afford an electric car do not deserve top-tier parking. Because if you go to Kohl's or you go to Cracker Barrel, they've got the front row parking right by the handicap.
It's crazy town.
It's like they can park in the back. They're fine.
Like the rest of us peasants. Yeah. I know. I agree. So they haven't released a name yet, but I was thinking about it, and how cool would it be if they named it the Honda Solo? Because it's Honda. But then every time you start it.
Yeah.
It sounds like this, like when you start your car. Maybe even make it look a little like Star Wars-y.
I might pay $70,000 for that.
Oh, yeah. It'd be worth it. And then think about it as you're driving, because it's like partnered with Sony. They've got great speakers and stereos and stuff and all the digital. If you're driving and somebody starts to annoy you while you're driving, you could just play this. It's like really menacing and like, get out of my way.
It really is.
Yeah, I love it. The Honda Solo. Look for that coming soon between Sony and Honda. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Gavin is a big sports fan. And it makes sense that he would find something like this. It's kind of sports and faith related.
Yeah, I found this article that talked about how in sports, every coach or coaching staff has a playbook with specific plays for specific situations when they need to react a certain way. But then the article twists it and says, what if instead of a playbook for life, we had an emotional playbook for life where we had certain ways to react in emotional situations that we're in?
I think the thing about this that I like is it's planning and it's thinking ahead. So just like in sports, and so that when a scenario arises, you are prepared. It's just like training in the military or whatever, that when, because in the moment, sometimes you can lose your head and you could react poorly. But if you have this kind of in the back of your mind is, okay, if this kind of stuff happens, then this is how I should react. Your playbook, in essence. I think that's a really good idea. So what were some of the things, Gavin? Give me like two of them.
Okay, so one that I really liked was listen when you're angry. And I think that is not the natural way that you want to react when you're angry. Especially like some people want to lash out. They want to win the fight that they're in. But in some cases, maybe it is way better just to sit back, even if you are angry, and listen to the other side's opinion.
That is really good. Yeah, because a lot of times when you're arguing, you just want to get your opinion out, and somebody might be saying something that has merit and is smart or could diffuse the situation, but you're so frustrated and you're just going that you don't hear it, and then we end up in skirmishes. You know, that's a good one. I like that. What's another one?
Another one is try when you're afraid. I think
You're timid.
Yeah, I am. But I think that when I try to push through that, usually the results are better than I would have ever expected. Whereas if I just sit back in that fear, then maybe I miss an opportunity completely.
Oh, those are good, man. Do you have more?
Like, I do, yes.
Okay, all right. Hang on to them. I'm curious. Maybe you've been thinking about this and you're listening to this and going, oh, yeah, those are great. Here's a playbook for emotions that I have and how I deal with things. I'd love to know your plan or your play for this. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll do a couple more, too, from this article that Gavin has. But I'd love to get your perspective. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Gavin, coming up big with the help here for, I think, all of us. He found this article that kind of equated sports and coaches having a playbook to what is your playbook for life. And it had a few in here that I got the first two. I'm like, these are great. So what else was in this, Gavin?
Okay, this one, I guess maybe it doesn't apply to you. It's reflect when you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, because I'm never wrong. Thank you.
But when you're wrong,
yeah,
sit in that. I think that it's important to, because I think sometimes you try so hard to defend yourself, even when you're not you, but us in general.
Thank you for qualifying that, because you're wrong.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Just defending ourselves when we're wrong. But just like instead say, okay, like I was wrong. How can I be right next time? But how can I grow from this?
Right. Yeah. Because it's easy to, in the middle of it, when you're frustrated or angry, to deflect or blame and not take ownership. And so if you sit back and go, okay, I do have to see what part of this I am culpable in, you know, because usually it's very rarely all one side or the other. Usually in a disagreement, there's wrong on both sides. And if you can own that, you're going to be a better person and actually be able to navigate life better, you know.
I think it's going to save relationships too.
Sure.
If you're stuck in the, you know, on your side of an argument, then you're never going to come together. Another one was, and this one was something that's really important to me. It's ask when you're skeptical. Because I went through a season of life when I didn't ask questions, even though I was skeptical or even though I didn't think I was right on things, and it really hurt me in college. But nowadays, like, I try to ask as many questions as I possibly can.
Yeah, I have noticed that about you, that you are good at, if you don't know something, you ask, and you're not afraid to ask. When I was your age, I was afraid to ask. I would not ask a question of anybody because I thought it made me look like I don't know and like I'm dumb. The secret was everybody above me that had years of experience knew I was dumb. I just didn't know it, you know? And it's like, so I was trying to fool them into thinking I knew more than I knew, and it didn't work. They knew. He's a knuckleheaded kid. And so you're ahead of the game by asking questions, and especially with faith too, man. If there's things that you're skeptical about and things that you're just not sure about, ask. It doesn't mean your faith this week. And I believe, honestly, I believe when you ask other people, when you ask God of things that you aren't sure about, and you go to search for those answers, it is going to strengthen your faith, because you're going to find you're going to find truth. When you search, you'll find that God's truths are real. Mm-hmm. But if you don't ever ask, you might not find the answer to that. If you don't ever seek, you won't find. The Bible says, seek and you shall find.
Yeah.
And there you go. I mean, it's right there in the Bible. We miss it every day. So what's yours, Carla?
When I judge, I automatically create an opinion on them. Like, for example, like, oh, well, that person is dumb. And I catch myself making a judgment on that person. I stop myself and I wonder, why did that person? And I ask why. Am I judging them, and why would that person react?
So maybe justifying before judging.
Ooh.
Like, even create a fake scenario as to why they might have just cut you off in traffic. Like, they're busy to get home because they've got a sick loved one or whatever might keep you from going, well, they just hate me and they're trying to thwart me, you know?
Right, right. And so instead of feeling personally attacked over something, I just wonder why and stop myself from judging them.
Love it. That's a great one. Thank you for weighing in on this.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was a great opportunity.
All right, Trevor, what is your emotional play for your playbook?
My emotional play for playbook is do not give a no without a yes. A lot of times we say, no, I won't do this, but I say, hey, no, I won't do this, and I will do this.
I think Meatloaf taught us that, too. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Yeah, it's just in reverse, but it's the Meatloafian principle that Trevor is talking about. That's really good, man. I like that, because then you take a negative and you make it a positive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would do anything for love.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You may not know this, but you might want to bring it up to your boss. It's National Employee Appreciation Day. And I thought that we would go through here the room. And even though Betty and Gavin are not my employees, technically. we work together, and I thought it would be nice to show appreciation for each other and what they do on a daily basis here. And so we'll save Betty for last, actually, because she's the toughest nut to crack as far as giving out compliments. Gavin, what do you appreciate about Betty Rock?
I appreciate how old her soul is.
Yes! Yeah, nicely done.
The situation that brought this to mind was that the other day you were writing a letter to a friend who was having like a hard month that they were seeing ahead.
Oh, okay.
And that to me is like an old school way of like communicating with people, but it shows how much you care about them. And that inspires me.
Love that. I didn't see it going that way. So I'm looking forward to mine.
Exactly. So, Wally, you can be so loud and proud of the people that you respect.
Thank you.
You are an ultimate encourager of this team, your family, and your friends, and you're the best cheerleader possible.
Oh, my goodness. I need to rewrite Gavin's. Hold on.
That's
really good, Gavin. Okay, Betty Rock.
I'm going to say that, Gavin, I appreciate your weak, soft demeanor.
Oh, that's interesting, because that kind of dovetails with mine. Okay,
no.
I'm curious why you said that.
Well, just because you're easy to please, you go along with the flow, and we don't need one more Wally. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're right.
So your softness is great.
Let me give Gavin's that I had for him, because it's very similar to that.
Oh,
I appreciate your girl-like nature.
But
here's why. Here's why. Because girls tend to be more kind with each other, and women tend to be more, they have more humility, and your kindness and your humility make you a great person.
Look at that.
And it makes me a little more manly on the show, so I appreciate that very much.
Wally, I would appreciate your tirade tantrums.
Thank you.
Because while you are a hot mess and hard to handle, you do not shy away from confrontation, which helps Gavin and I because we hate confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
So you will take up all the battles.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it does have its negatives because you are always on a soapbox 24/7.
Right.
But we're thankful for it.
Okay, yeah, little negative-y, but okay. Betty Rock, I appreciate how bossy you've become.
What?
Yes.
You've noticed
it? I know
it?
What you're talking
what?
About.
Yeah, Betty Rock has started to come into her own here. We've worked together for 15 years, and she has recently found her voice. It's loud, it's grating, and it's amazing. you are performing at a level that I've always wanted you to perform at here.
That sounds bad.
No. There were other factors, I think, that held you back in the past from being you, and I think that you decided to take ownership. Remember the other day I asked you about this? I said, look, you have put so much into this show. I love where your head's at. You're working really hard, and you're creating, and there's just this difference in you. And you said that your friend Nicole had asked you, do you like your job, and do you appreciate it? And she's like, if you do, act like it and work like it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come in and just reinvented yourself, and your contributions to the show are making it better every day.
So I'll remind you of that when you're calling me bossy.
Exactly, yes. So there you go. That's why we appreciate each other. It's National Employee Appreciation Day. Make sure your boss appreciates you today, or that you do the same for the people that work with you. Odds are you've probably heard me talking about United Faith Mortgage and why I love them. Hey, it's Wally, and in fact, I just finished up my refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and let me tell you how easy and great the process was. Ryan walked me through every step from start to finish. The first thing I had to do was get some documents like pay stubs and W-2s, that kind of stuff, and you might be thinking, oh, that is so hard. Nope, most of it's online, and you can simply take pictures of any document and email them to Ryan and his staff at United Faith Mortgage. Next, I had to fill out the electronic application online, but that was super easy. And believe it or not, my work was done. From there, Ryan did the rest of the work, including sending a notary to my house to close on the refinance. I felt so bougie. So for my minimal effort, I was rewarded with a huge check in my bank account, and my mortgage even stayed the same. Now, everybody's situation is a little bit different, so make sure you check with Ryan and see what he can do for your family. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then News-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So, I'm not going to lie. When I'm at a concert, I've gotten to the point where there are times when I'll be like, is this music kind of loud to you guys?
What are you, 80? If it's too loud, you're too old. That's the rock and roll moniker, man. I have a t-shirt that says that.
I get it, but I'm telling you, the older I get, the more I get it. Because I went to a place that had like live music not that long ago with some friends. I could not hear what they had to say. We couldn't catch up.
That is annoying. Like at a restaurant, if I see they're doing live music that night, I'm like, eat your food fast. We're getting out of here. Because I can't stand. Because I'm there to talk to my friends.
Gee, but at a concert, you sound like a joy.
I know. Yeah, but at a concert, I want to feel it. I want to go home with my ears ringing.
I think it is situational. When you're eating, you do want to talk to people. But if you're at a concert, you're not at a concert to talk to people.
No, not at all.
There to rock out.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. But if it's too loud, you're too old. Again, that's the rule.
Apparently, the World Health Organization is thinking along the same lines of people who do think things are too loud because
they ruin everything.
They are actually issuing a new global guideline for concert venues and suggesting that they keep the average sound below 100 decibels.
What?
And for comparison, a good old-fashioned rock concert is edging towards 130 decibels.
Absolutely. That's how you feel it, man. That's how you get into the music. That's how, to quote Gavin, rock out. At 100, you might as well be at a child's birthday party. I mean, come on.
Now, I do think that that can be advantageous for people who do want to be able to see some of their favorite bands live and maybe do have like a hearing disorder or something.
Bring earplugs. That's you do it with kids. Wear headphones.
Another solution that the World Health Organization is trying to pursue is designating quiet zones. I don't know what that means necessarily.
I get this. Okay. I think what it means is a quiet zone is like you can go somewhere, maybe it's soundproof, you can't hear the thing. But imagine, Wally, if you will, back in the day, your daughter was a big Justin Bieber fan.
Yeah.
You had to take her to a Bieber concert.
Yeah. You got
all
to take
those
her.
Those screaming 13-year-old girls, you don't want to hear that.
Loudest thing I've ever heard in my life for a sustained period of time.
So go to the quiet zone
and
you can just wait it out till it's over.
Well, that would be a really good thing if I hadn't been one of the girls screaming, because it was glorious. Best concert I've ever been to. All right, right now it's Lauren Daigle, Come Alive, Dry Bones. I think she does her show at about 103 decibels. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have this thing called The Prayer Wall where you can post prayer requests at wayfm.com and have people pray for you, pray for other people. It's really cool. And Pastor Chad is the guy that's in charge of all of that, praying for people, getting people prayed for, and kind of just seeing what's going on in the life of people on The Prayer Wall. And I think now a big thing is Ukraine and people going, man, what do I do? How do I pray for this? I don't even know what to do. I feel helpless in the midst of this. Are you seeing that?
For sure. Just yesterday, Debbie wrote into the prayer wall. She said, please pray for protection and provision for people of Ukraine and that God touches and changes Putin's heart and ends this war.
That's interesting. Like, yeah, because it's easy to pray for people to be protected and, you know, and the good, innocent people you want them to. But boy, praying for your enemy, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
But that's the right prayer, I think. Like, pray that God will intervene and do something in his heart, you know, because it'd be easy to pray for, well, take this guy out, you know, but to pray for something to change dramatically in him would be miraculous.
Yeah, and just this week, we posted an article to Way Nation just on this very topic. How can we pray for Ukraine? And two of the topics we just hit here, number one is praying for protection for the Ukrainians fleeing, especially women, children, to find safe refuge. And just in the article, I just mentioned the fact that in the scripture, there's tons of people who are fleeing their country for safety, whether it be David fleeing from Saul, whether it be the Israelites fleeing from Egypt, or even Jesus and his own family fleeing for their own protection from Herod.
Right.
But then secondly, I go on to talk about your very point there, that there would be a conviction for the Russian leaders to seek peace and prioritize human life. And one conviction I have is not just to pray maybe for the demise of Putin, but actually pray that God would get a hold of his heart and that maybe Putin would become a believer, or that the spirit would change his heart, or the other leaders would find hope in Christ in that way.
It seems like an impossible prayer, you know? But you never know. God is the God of the impossible, if you like the Maverick City music song. And who knows? Because there's not a great end to this. Any way we look at this situation from a human perspective, there's not a great outcome, you know, other than them retreating and Ukraine getting their world back. But I don't feel that happening, you know? And so I hope I'm wrong, but it's just one of those things that, you don't know how to pray for this. Now, you had written this article, and Gavin said you found some people, Ukrainian people, that were singing praise songs, which is crazy, man.
In the midst of the struggle.
You know, a lot of times we just have this tendency to think, because it's our world, God and Christian music is ours. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear something in the middle of a war-torn area, people still singing to God, that's powerful, man.
Yeah.
That's powerful. So where can you get the article?
You can find it at our website on waynation.com, or else you could text the word Five, that's F-I-V-E, to 91979.
There you go. If you want to see the whole article, Five Ways to Pray for Ukraine, that's a good one. I do want to talk about this, though. 855-33-WAY-FM, you know, because Pastor Chad mentions, you know, praying for Putin, that God would change his heart. Have you ever had to pray for an enemy, that tough prayer, and not, you know, a prayer that they would be removed from this world or from their power or what have you, but pray genuinely for their heart, their soul, their life. Pray good things for them. That's hard to do, too. So I'm curious, who's that person in your life that you had to pray that impossible prayer for? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We love having you on the show, and especially a powerful conversation like this. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious, Jen, have you ever had to pray a tough prayer for one of your enemies?
Yeah, and I wouldn't necessarily say an enemy, but I pray daily for my ex-husband. You know, God knows the circumstances, but I have a six-year-old son that's never met his father, and it's not by his choice or my choice. And as part of the healing for both of us, we pray daily that God will just grab a hold of his heart. And it's hard to do sometimes, especially when I see the hurt in my little guy's life. But I know that God will honor those prayers and will see that to fruition, even if we don't see it.
Jen, you just hit it right on the mark there, that you're not praying even in a selfish way, but you're praying that God would do something in this person's heart, and specifically someone who is still in maybe small ways inflicting pain on you and your son, and you're able to seek God's favor in his life, and maybe God will change his heart so that one day you can have a relationship with him.
And here's the thing, Jen, I think even if God doesn't change his heart, you're doing a change in your son's life.
Yeah.
You're stepping up and you're showing your son that, you know, you should pray for people that hurt you, and you're living out biblical truths. That's going to serve your son so well in the future.
I sure hope so. I really do hope that God can move through this simple act of just lifting, you know, my ex-husband up in prayer.
And so I'm curious, Alicia, have you ever had to pray for that enemy or that difficult person in your life?
Absolutely. And this is kind of a tough conversation. I was assaulted 25 years ago, unfortunately, family, in-law. And, you know, the instinct is, I hope he rots in Hades.
Totally understandable. But get that. And actually would feel the same way.
But when I came back to God 8 years ago, and it was around Easter time, actually, and I nailed that on the cross. It was very visceral. And I, you know, just asked God, work through me to forgive him, but to guide him. And I prayed for him to come to God.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a really tough one. But even though it's like, you know, it was almost a fake it till I make it kind of a thing, and I just continued to pray for him, and my understanding is he did find Christ before he died.
What? Because like the human side of us would want to be looking down from heaven at that person suffering for the rest of eternity for what they did to us. But the fact that you are like, I pray for this person, knowing that you'll see them again in heaven under different circumstances. It's pretty amazing. Did you ever think 25 years ago when this happened that you'd be able to pray that prayer?
No.
See, and that's God. Like, that's God. There's no other explanation for it.
Yeah, not even. And it wasn't until I came back, like I said, back to God that, you know, he kind of said, all right, Alicia, we need to clean house. And this is what we need to do. And no, I don't want to. But then I started to, and it was healing for me as well.
I think something key that you said, Alicia, is that you were able to forgive him. And the forgiveness sometimes is about our own self, like our own letting go of the circumstance. But then you turn that forgiveness around and you were praying, essentially blessing over this person and wanting God to do something powerful in their life. And so moving past that was just an affirmation of God's work in your heart. But then also the power of God, that if God could work in your heart to forgive him, God's power would be big enough to change his heart and change his life. And so you have just described the immense power of God's grace.
Yeah, absolutely. My God was bigger than my anger or my fear.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We are once again crammed into our time machine because it is Friday. We're doing Flashback Friday, and Sarah is with us today. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good.
Apparently, you did not get the memo about the dress code. No, she's dressed more formally than we are. You look fantastic. The sequins, stunning.
Ooh, yes, thank you.
Yeah. Gavin, not so much. Gavin's got a tank top on. And
ew,
that's unfortunate.
Gavin. And why is it mesh?
Yeah, that's a bad choice as well.
And my kilt.
Yeah. So, Sarah, welcome. We're sorry that you have to put up with this. But now you need to tell us what song you want to go back in time to hear here on the Time Machine on Flashback Friday.
I want to hear What If I Stumble by DC Talk.
Oh, okay. Betty Rock, what do I have to set the time machine to?
Going back to 1995.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Back in 95, that was when eBay first made its first appearance.
No, it did not. Really?
Yes. Yes. And also, Windows 95 was released on Microsoft.
No, it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Windows 95 was released in 97.
Nuh-uh. It says right here, Windows 95 released by Microsoft.
I know, because it's Windows 95. Seems like a
duh. I was going to say, that doesn't make any sense.
I wish I could go back in time and redo that.
Yeah, Betty, just fight me on it. I'm telling you, Windows 95! Missing the year completely. Okay, well, why do you want to hear What If I Stumble by DC Talk, Sarah?
Well, I was 15 when it came out, and it was just kind of a stressful time. You know, you being a teenager, I had anxiety, you know, so that adds to it. I grew up in a Christian family. There was a lot of talk about being the light. We're representing God in our community, and that's, you know, that's definitely true and not a bad message to give. But for a kid and later as a teenager, it's a lot of pressure. And something that I've learned over time is how helpful it is to hear that someone else has the same fears and struggles that you have. And for me as a teenager, I was always afraid that I was going to mess up in some way and be a hypocrite.
Now, did you know enough at the time to realize that, like, your salvation didn't hinge on this?
You know, I knew it in my head, but there was always still that fear, like, what if I can mess up so bad that God will just say he's done with me? And that's actually in a couple parts of this song. It says, you never turn in the heat of it all. And then later he says, I hear you whispering my name. And it just gave me reassurance and hope.
Well, it's a great song, and I love going back to 1995, What If I Stumble, DC Talk, for Sarah here on Flashback Friday.
Thank you so much.
Is this one for the people? Is this one for the Lord? Or do I simply serenade for things I must afford? You can jumble them together. My conflict still remains. Holiness is calling in the midst of courting fame.
Cause I see the trust in their eyes.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None
of that. Yeah, but none of that does any good. But in developing developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If late 80s, early 90s pop was the voice of your generation, like New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, come on, bring it.
No.
It was my generation and my time, but I was more a rock guy.
Or you might be a big fan of Rick Astley.
He was a guilty pleasure. Not gonna lie to you. Not gonna lie and desert you. I did like this song. And I love that people get Rickrolled with this now, still to
so
this
good.
Day.
Well, you'll be excited to hear that the two of them, plus Salt-N-Pepa and In Vogue, are coming together.
In Vogue?
Yes. For the mixtape tour.
Oh, okay. This could be kind of fun, really. Like, if you liked 80s pop, it could be
fun. Right, right. To promote the tour, the whole ensemble got together and did a music video for their new single they did together to promote the tour.
Can I ask you a question? It's a new single, like new music with all of them. It's not like they redid one of their songs.
No, this is a brand new song. It's called Bring Back the Times.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's very appropriate.
It is. Like,
it's a throwback. Bring back the
times. But let's be realistic. Yeah. They had their heyday.
Yeah.
It's not so much in the 21st century anymore.
No, is it not good?
Let's see what you think.
I was really hoping for greatness.
Bring back.
Yeah. Two fingers past the eyes thing.
They missed an opportunity here with the word magic. They could have rhymed tragic because that's kind of how that is not, that's not good.
Well, maybe you're thinking this isn't a tragic situation. Maybe you're interested in the tour. The mixtape tour begins May 10th in Cincinnati. So grab your tickets before all the other 40-something-year-old women get theirs.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great idea. It's fun for two songs. Like that, to me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that was fun for two songs. I couldn't do a whole concert.
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
All right, this is where you get to take me on in a little battle of the minds here, but good luck to you. I have got a full, ginormous cup of coffee in me. Betty Rock has said I'm in about 11.
Nah, and, 13.
And
definitely.
My synapses are firing.
So you already are cocky to begin with, but with the caffeine and the sugar working with you, makes it even harder.
Yeah.
But I have some questions that pertain to quotes by famous musicians, movies, as well as geography.
Now I'm out. I was the first two, maybe.
But if you think you know some of those things and you think you could beat Wally, man, here's your time to win a prize.
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. Now, this is brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is an alum with 2 degrees.
Yeah, I am.
I have taught at Colorado Christian University, and so we're connected to them and we love them, and you can win a prize right now. But again, all of this knowledge that we've garnered from them is going to work against you because we are very smart, or me. Well, you're just asking the questions. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm
like
doing
I
the
said,
hard work.
Cocky.
Yeah, exactly. That coffee juice is making me coffee, or making me more cocky. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. I might even eat a donut in between this just to get really amped up.
Oh,
so brought to you by Colorado Christian University. It's Smarter Than a Jock. Only the brave nerdy need apply right now.
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and our victim today is Leah. How are you, Leah?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock will be our proctor today, and she is a graduate of Colorado Christian University with 2 degrees. I have taught there, and now you have to get past my brain today, and if you can do so, Leah, you will win a prize, okay?
Scared. Okay.
You should be, because, man, well, no. Actually, I'm starting to crash. I need more coffee. I'm starting to feel the slip now. Let me take a little sip of coffee and get ready. So, Betty Rock, what's the first question? Let's go.
All right. This one is for you, Wally. What famous rocker was quoted in saying, "Miracles happen every day. Change your perception of what a miracle is, and you'll see them all around you."
Okay.
What are my choices? A, Bon Jovi?
No.
B, Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Or C, Edgar Winter?
Oh, boy, that's tough. It does not sound like Bon Jovi, but he is kind of super positive. Edgar Winter, I can't even imagine him formulating that. And Ozzy would have sounded like, blum, 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 Sharon! I'm going to go Edgar Winter. I'm going to go Edgar Winter.
All right.
Wrong! No! No! Was it Bon Jovi?
Yes, it was.
Oh, nuts! I thought I had that.
All right, here you go, Leah. What famous Christian artist was quoted in saying, "Speak words that rebuild the torn down places in others"? Ooh. Was it A, Chris Tomlin, B, Toby Mac, or C, Phil Wickham?
Can I just point out something here real quick?
Yeah.
Me getting mine wrong, it makes me just look like a bad rocker. If Leah gets this wrong, it makes her look like a bad Christian. So,
no,
wow.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, much harder. Much more at stake for Leah here.
Well, Leah, then you better be careful.
Stop it.
I'm going to be careful, and my answer is B.
Woo! Yeah. That's right!
But real quick, Leah, what was B?
It was not Chris Tomlin. It was Toby Mack.
That's right!
Yes.
You got lucky on that one. Toby, all right, give me mine, Rock.
Okay, how many time zones does Russia have?
Oh, they are a big country. Ooh, they span a lot of geographical land. Okay, what?
Is it 3, 10, or 11?
Well, this stinks because I had 5 in my head. So I'm thinking, okay, there's no way it's 11. I'm going to have to go. Well, our country spans 4, and we're not as big as Russia. I'm going to go 10.
10 is your final answer?
Yeah, I'm wrong. Is 11.
You're wrong!
Ah, you take such delight in that.
I do.
That's sad. 11?
I do. Yeah, it's 11.
Ah, nuts!
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Leah. Which country has the largest population in the world? Is it A, China, B, Japan, C, Denmark?
A, China.
Yes.
That is right!
That's absolutely right. I knew that one. Well, Leah, you have done what very few have ever done before, and that is get past this brain.
Oh, please.
Well, I had my coffee this morning. So.
Yeah, apparently I didn't have enough. You have bested me, Leah, and you are a winner today on Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And from time to time, there'll be something that's kind of this question, like we have two sides, do you or don't you kind of thing. And we like to throw that out to you in a form of 5 calls, calls it. What is the scenario you found, Rock?
So this guy, he wanted a puppy for a while and decided, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a puppy. So he gets it. He brings it to his parents' house, and there's his brother and his sister-in-law sitting there, and he says, "Hey, this is my new puppy, Maybelline."
Okay.
And they're like, "Oh, that's so cute." Well, a couple of hours later, his sister-in-law comes to him and says, "You know what? I actually like that name, Maybelline," and she was expecting a baby,
yeah.
Knew it was going to be a girl. Her and her husband couldn't decide on a name, so she's like, "Would you be willing to change your dog's name so I can have that name?"
Oh, absolutely not.
Well,
no.
that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
But she was so livid that now she's trying to turn his family against him, saying he should rename his dog and give her the name Maybelline so that she can use it for her daughter.
First of all, let me just tell you, Maybelline is not a great name for a kid because it's a makeup company. You know, then you're setting the wrong example.
You know? But on the internet, it's really getting a lot of attention because some people say that she's in the right. Some people are saying the guy is in the right.
How could anybody think she's in the right? How could any sane, logical human being with a cognitive thought in their head?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you think about it, humans are...
No, this has nothing to do with humans. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
No, he picked the name first. He claimed it.
Well, he did find a way to compromise that he would go with the name Maybelline still, but they would call her May.
Oh, that's failing, honestly. Like
compromise is failing.
Yeah, you're letting your sister-in-law remind you who just married into this family.
Wow.
Like win. Like yeah, that's he lost.
Okay, so we obviously see where you're standing on the situation.
Yeah, I'm a million percent on this side of no. He should not have to give that up. She should find another name. There's a billion names out there. He already named the dog Maybelline. He owns it. Whew. I don't know why I'm
breath.
So worked up about this, but
inhale,
I am. I
and
feel
exhale.
Like my life depends on this. What about you, Rock?
I mean,
you see both sides because that's what you
both
always do.
Sides.
Make a decision.
Okay, fine. My decision is
where
that
you land.
She's in the right.
No! No! What is wrong with you, Gavin? You know Betty's wrong too,
I think
right?
Ownership goes to the
yes.
finder's keepers.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, this should be. If this is not a slam dunk, five calls it agreeing with Gavin and me, I will lose my ever-loving mind. 855-33-WAY-FM. Where do you land on this one? Five calls it. You get to determine. Majority rules here. Should she be allowed to steal the name of this dog? She might as well stole a dog. I mean, come on.
Wow.
Or should he be in the, is he in the right to want to keep the name because he came up with it first? 855-33-WAY-FM. And I hope you're as passionate about this as I am. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. It is our five calls that you help us decide if something is right or wrong here. There's a guy who named his dog Maybelline. His sister-in-law heard the name of his new dog and said, hey, I really like that. Can I have it for our new child? And he was like, no. She turned the family against him, and then he had to acquiesce. So who do you think is right or wrong in this situation, the guy or the girl?
The guy is absolutely right in this situation. We're actually going through that process in my family right now, where I grew up a Cub fan. I wanted to name my son Wrigley. Instead, we're having a daughter, and the Wrigley Field is on the corners of Addison and Clark. So the wife got the name Addison, but I'm going to call her Addie.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you lost.
No.
Yeah, correct.
Oh my
absolutely
gosh.
Correct.
Okay, I will tell you this, though. Wrigley actually is a cool name for either. I think you could make it work. But Addison, where at least it's on the corner, there's still a connection to it. That's a good compromise.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, you're up. Five calls it. Who do you think is right and wrong in this situation?
Oh, I definitely think that the guy is totally right. He's excited about the dog. She's stealing his joy. This was a case of a woman being pregnant, and she wanted, like, her best friend said, oh, I'm going to name my daughter Maybelline. What are you going to tell her? That you can't name her daughter Maybelline because you want it now?
Yeah, because that happens all the time. Like, somebody will want a name, and they'll kind of claim it, and then someone will have a kid first, and they'll steal it. And
right.
It's, oof, no good,
right.
No go. All right, Holly, you are up. Five calls it. I'm so glad to see people that get this and realize that the right thing is being said now. Guy or girl, who's in the right?
Okay, so I'm going to go with it's a draw. The reason is because the name doesn't have like a patent on it, and the kid will sometimes end up changing their own name, and they're like, I'd rather you call me Mabel when they get older, or May or anything. It could change. So I think they both should name the dog and the child the name and see who wins out over time.
I just think it's a pretty big move on the part of the in-law, sister-in-law, to say, hey, I need you to give up the dog's name. I'd be like, hey, this dog is blood with our family, okay?
Whoa. Bold statement.
This dog is going to be in this family longer than you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.